Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Heavy rain is possible. Lows in the low 70s. Full forecast details are coming up. The National Weather Service says the primary threat from anticipated storms into Saturday will be wind and flash flooding. At a time when Burlington and Kenosha County residents were anticipating the water continuing to recede on the Fox River. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Kirko.
Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says the latest projections have storms in Racine and Kenosha counties after 9 o'clock tonight and with more rain. It is not certain, though, if more storms may occur tomorrow. Based on all of that, the new forecast for the Fox River in Burlington shows the current level of just under 10 feet going back up to reach 12.7 feet by Monday afternoon. Mack, who has spent virtually all this week in Burlington, says, "We will be watching this very closely." I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
He's no longer acting. Dennis Weiser is officially the mayor of the city of Racine after taking the oath of office this morning from city clerk Janice Johnson Martin.
"And that I will faithfully and impartially
perform the duties of mayor.
Perform the duties of mayor.
For the city of Racine.
For the city of Racine.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
According to law.
According to law."
Congratulations.
Thank you. I owe everything that I am today to my mother, Wilma Weiser. She's the number one fan of the city. She watches every city council meeting at least twice. Calls me the next morning and says, "What was wrong with so-and-so? This job could be overwhelming." They don't let it be overwhelming. And I just have to tell you, John Dickert talked to me about 5-6 months ago about stepping into this job. And he said, "Well, what do you think?" And I said, "I probably should be more nervous than I am, but I'm not, because I've known the staff at City Hall for a long time. They are skilled at what they do, they have the right experience, and they have the right attitude, and it's going to go well." And I have not changed that feeling a bit. My biggest fear coming in is that I would start out really energized and go downhill, and I started out really energized, and I'm going uphill. I'm enjoying the job, I'm enjoying the staff, and I'm happy to be here. I'll do anything it takes to move the city forward.
Mayor Weiser fills the void between John Dickert's recent resignation and the outcome of a special election this fall. The council expected to support holding that election on October 17th. As you might expect, Governor Walker's appearance in Racine County Thursday afternoon, aside from him talking about fraud prevention, included post-press briefing questions from reporters about the latest on the Foxconn project, the company claiming weeks ago that a decision would come this month.
"The number one concern I hear from people is I want a reason for my kids and my grandkids to stay in Wisconsin. And so it's not just about having a job. It's the quality of the job. It's what it means for an attraction. And so having some of these high-tech, innovative companies considering coming to Wisconsin, I think is a good thing, not just for jobs, not just for economic development, but for stability for our children and our grandchildren to want to stay and prosper right here in the state of Wisconsin."
Governor Walker would not confirm one report that the state might reach a tentative deal with the Taiwanese company within 2 weeks. He wouldn't even confirm negotiations are taking place. Wisconsin is believed to be competing with a half dozen other states for a huge electronics manufacturing plant that could employ thousands. The Kenosha County Board has given preliminary approval to a pair of bond sales to pay for various county projects. Supervisor Terry Rose said one of the bond issues had been reduced to $5.3 million. He said the law enforcement enhancement bonds will be used for the construction of the Sheriff's Department storage facility, the fleet maintenance building, and to move the medical examiner's office to the public safety building. But funding for the expansion of Highway S was removed because of possible plans to expand the Kenosha Regional Airport.
"If that occurs, that would impact that intersection near the airport, and of course we don't want to be doing this Highway S project if we are uncertain about what that intersection will involve, and so therefore the idea was postponed. We still have the authorization to bring it back at another time."
A second bond issue was increased to $13.2 million to add $500,000 for the High Impact Loan Fund administered by the Kenosha Area Business Alliance. Rose noting the money would be available for any project not foreseen when the budget was drafted. Both initial resolutions were approved unanimously. Supervisors will have a final vote on the bonds after bids are accepted for the actual sales. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.